Our story is about a man in Israel who was a tzaddik. Doesn't say his name. He was a man who was fond of performing mitzvot, doing the commandments of the Torah. And he tried to perform every mitzvah as best as he could. But there's one mitzvah, which actually appears in our parsha, in Parshas Kedoshim, which a person cannot do if he wants to do it. Anyone know what it is? Every mitzvah in the Torah could be performed when you have the proper circumstances. But there's one mitzvah which a person cannot do intentionally. And that is the mitzvah that the Torah says, "B'shachachta omer basadeh," when you forget a bundle of wheat in the field, "lo tashuv lekachto," do not return to pick it up, leave it for the poor. You're collecting bundles, you forget one bundle or one pile of grain, so that you can't collect. Now that's one mitzvah you can't do on purpose, right? So the Tosefta brings, actually it's not in our parsha. Our parsha has leket and peah. Shikha isn't in our parsha. Our parsha has the two other mitzvahs of the poor. But the Tosefta records that one day he came back from the field and he looked back and he had forgotten a bundle and he left it for the poor. And he said, "Wow, finally I got to perform this mitzvah." He made a feast for his kids. He said, "This deserves a party. This is one mitzvah which I could have never performed. I always wanted to, but I was never able to. Now I've performed this mitzvah." So that's a good riddle for the kids. The one mitzvah which you can't do intentionally. And that's what a tzaddik is about. He's looking for the mitzvos, and then there's this one mitzvah that you can't look for. So when he gets it, he's happy he got that too.